not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs, feed it up an ox, speak grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear, fight down high. Wire and a fire representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to west are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team my team reporters, baffle Trump, tether crop, look at that. Comment, boop, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World serves its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, right. Like feeling pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Cotton four tower, slice and burn, return. Listen to yourself, churn. Locking in, uniform and book burning, blood letting. Every motive escalate, automotive centering. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch your heel crush, crush. Uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Mr. Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, neck, right?
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
That was R.E.M. It's the end of the world as we know it. This is Sportsy Talk with Jim the Poet. I am awaiting your call at 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. We can talk about sports. We can talk about the weather. We can talk about cheating. All of those things and more on tonight's exciting episode of Sportsy Talk / Snowy Talk. On WFMU. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jim the Poet. Ronwyn C. should be calling in. I await her call. Hope she's okay. And I hope you're doing well wherever you are. With the snow, with the action, with the biggest storm in the history of the East Coast or whatever. I kind of tune that stuff out because every year there's another Snowmageddon. There's a, you know, snowpocalypse. It's hard to keep track of them all. So I hope you're doing well where you are. and that you're not under 15 feet of snow yet, and I'm hoping we can talk some sports and some snow. Caller, you're on the air. It's a sportsy talk on WFMU. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air. This is sportsy talk on WFMU. Hello, caller, you're on the air. This is sportsy talk on WFMU.
Snownado!
Yay!
Yay!
It's Bronwyn C.
Hi.
Hey, Bronwyn C.
Hi.
Sorry, I didn't have you in mono.
How are you doing?
I am doing okay. We're shoveling the, you know, it's been snowing inside the building. So that sound in back of us.
I hear that shovel going. That's really good.
That's the.
Like
it took me a while to find the shovel CD, but here it is.
Well, A plus for that and for the opening song by R.E.M. and also the song that you opened last week's show with.
I don't remember which one that was.
Boobin Brothers.
While you're cheating on me, I'm praying for you. Big news in the Deflategate.
Yeah.
Apparently, the NFL is zooming in on their man, some sort of Patriots equipment dude.
Somebody in the locker room.
Well, they apparently took the balls. They said, "Hey, referees, check these balls." And the referee said, "Yeah, they look pretty good." And some guy's like, "Yeah, okay, I'm just gonna bring them out to the field by this back doorway down the hall." So apparently this guy's suspect number one.
Is that guy, or do you think he was paid off to take the blame?
I don't think that you. Well, they didn't name him in. It's like a Fox Sports News report, uh-huh. So they didn't name him yet. Hopefully, the guy is out of the country, hiding somewhere, someplace where they can't extradite him.
I'll name him right now on Sportsy Talk.
Is his name Tom Brady?
I remember the most trusted team. I can tell you who it was.
Who was it?
Aaron Hernandez.
You think it's Aaron Hernandez?
It was Aaron Hernandez.
He murders. He covers up murders. He murders to cover up other murders. And now we think maybe he was taking a little air out of the ball.
He time travels out of prison.
I figured out which jail he's in, and I'm going to write to him this week. Now that I have a lot of time on my hands with all the snow, I'm going to write to Aaron Hernandez.
Do you get snow days?
I do get snow days, yeah. It's one of the benefits of... being under 15 feet of snow and stuff like that, is that, I do get snow days. So they tell you not to come in, and then they pay you. I'm worth more not coming into work than I am coming into work, probably. But I got to leave early today, so that was cool. But now I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. I'm going through Bronwyn C. withdrawal.
Yeah, I feel awful. I was really planning to come out today. I had a kind of a complicated day, and I was going to be coming from upstate, so it was going to be about a 4.5-hour round trip anyway. But I still was going to do it. And then I heard about the snow, and I still was going to do it. And then I heard that I might not be able to get home.
They're shutting down the subways.
I still was going to do it. And then I heard that they were shutting down Metro North at before the evening rush or something. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, they're shutting down the New York City subways at 11 p.m. I guess this is the first time they've ever done that
for snow.
A snow thing. You know, they did it during the hurricanes, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But now it's during a snowstorm. So then, it'll probably be 15 feet of snow and ice on the tracks, and it'll take them days and days to clear those tracks.
People think that the subway is just, underground because it's subterranean.
It is not.
Actually, no, a lot of it is actually above ground. A lot of it in Queens is elevated above ground.
I know.
It's up on tracks in the air. So, yeah, it could be very...
So wherever you are, you might be there for a while.
I heard that they were going to stop running... Well, they're gonna put the subway on a really limited basis after 7 p.m. tonight.
Right, as opposed to how it normally is after 7 p.m.
Yeah.
I love how they say it's going to be really limited. It's that's kind of how it is all the time. So, I mean, I don't know. it's hard to really discern a difference.
It's not very different from day to day, but at least they're announcing it in advance this time. They're not just waiting till you get to the platform and then saying, by the way,
don't be waiting around for any trains because they ain't coming. According to Fox Sports, the league has interviewed Mr. Troubleman from the Patriots. They have video, which is good. You know how good they are with video of actually watching it and stuff like that. But he apparently took the game balls from the officials' locker room to another area on the way to the field. Now, what confuses me is why the NFL would allow the teams to mess around with balls in the first place. It doesn't make any sense to me. In baseball, right, they bring a bunch of balls.
Yeah.
Like the home team, I'm pretty sure, brings a bunch of balls to the umpires. And the umpires muck them up with like this mud. It's called the...
Yeah, they rough them up a little so that the pitchers have a better grip.
Because they're like bright white, you know, baseballs are. And then they sort of mess around. It's called Mississippi mud, I believe, or something like that.
Oh, really? They have like an official substance?
I'm going to say it's Mississippi mud because I say things on the radio and then the people on the boards can correct me with what it actually is.
That's, well, that's what our listeners are so great at. That's why it's good that we have the comments board.
I love the comments board because they're smarter than me. And, you know, I'm just here talking. But they're there thinking. You know, they're out listening and thinking and correcting me, which I appreciate. So if it's not called Mississippi mud, let me know, because I thought it was an M thing. But I don't understand. They're letting the Tom Brady file down the football. So he's checking the balls, and I'm pretty much feeling that they brought the balls to the referees, and the referees just kind of went like, "Oh yeah, these look pretty good." Like they squeeze them like a grapefruit. It's pretty good. But now I'm thinking Mr. Attendant Man brought him out back next to the dumpster, you know, was drinking a case of vodka. And then, you know, each one, he's bringing a little air out of it just, I don't even know, so that people could catch him or something.
Well, it's not like he could do that and not have anyone notice, you know? Like DeQuell Jackson, is that his last name?
He's like, hey, man, I'm no snitch. Like, he's like, I didn't even say anything to anybody. He gave it to, like,
I know, but he noticed when he caught it that it didn't feel
He said, hey, Mr. Colts equipment guy, check out this ball. An equipment guy, like, takes the ball all the way up to, like, the owner in the owner's box and says, hey, check this ball out. Now, apparently the Ravens had said to the Colts, because apparently of all the teams that should be talking to one another, the Baltimore Colts and the Indianapolis – or the Indianapolis Colts and the Baltimore Ravens – the Ravens are like, hey, watch out. I think those Patriots take a little air out of the ball. They're no good.
Oh, they said that. That's interesting.
Well, that's DeQuell was like, hey, man, it wasn't me. Like, I gave the ball to the equipment guy. Equipment guy gave it a little grocery store squeeze.
DeQuell noticed when he made the interception that Tom Brady threw a ball that was underinflated.
Underinflated.
Tom Brady says he didn't notice anything. How could Tom Brady not notice?
He's so busy squeezing things
fabulous.
With his fingers.
Yeah.
You know, when you're squeezing, your wife, and you're squeezing,
yeah,
I'm just saying, you know, at some point you're like, hey, man.
Maybe she always feels underinflated. You don't know.
I'm sure she's always inflated to the highest, PSI standards.
No doubt. Hey, so all the science guys answered Bill Belichick.
Yeah, Bill Belichick apparently doesn't know very much about science. He came out on Saturday and was like, well, this is all the internet. I did like a Wikipedia page thing. And I looked it up. That's my Bill Belichick impression.
We have to explain a little more to our listeners. Bill Belichick, the coach of the Patriots.
He is the coach of the
did
Patriots.
Did an entire physics lecture at a news conference on Saturday about the physics of ball inflation.
And he's like, listen, you know, we did a little research. You know, we're doing the thing. And whatever we do to the ball takes a half pound of air out of it. And and then it was cold outside. That takes another half pound of air out of it. So stop asking me so many questions.
Right.
Sit down and shut up.
So Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is like
he's an actual scientist. Yeah,
New York Times,
like I'm gonna take Neil deGrasse Tyson over Professor Belichick any day.
Exactly. He says that in order for the air temperature that day to have decreased the inflation of the ball by 15%.
Yeah.
The balls would have had to have been inflated with 215 degree air.
How would that happen exactly? I mean, is that like in an oven of some kind?
I mean, it's not
that's in an oven, right? That's like in the microwave. You would have that kind of hot air.
Yeah, you'd have to heat your air in the microwave and then.
I think that's why Belichick came out on Saturday with the news conference because he was saying there was a report that was like, hey, maybe the Patriots fill the balls in a sauna, and then, you know, when they get out into the field and it's wet and cold, it's like, you know, they shrivel up like actual balls would shrivel up.
NFL officials go in the sauna also to when they feel the balls. Everybody's in the sauna.
Everybody's in a sauna.
Right. right?
Everybody's in a sauna. Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I think the refs like just kind of were like, because sometimes they don't really even check. They just go like, oh, yeah, that seems fine. All that. Yeah, this is great. Whatever. Like, we're playing, you know, Angry Birds in the other room. You want to bother us with these damn balls? Like, who even cares?
Right.
Like, who cares, right? So somebody's going down. Hopefully somebody's on the run.
Oh, so big news in the Aaron Hernandez.
How is Aaron Hernandez?
Trial.
I want to write to him and get him on for post-Super Bowl show.
They postponed the trial because of Snownado.
Because of the Snownado?
Yeah.
You don't think this has anything to do with what's going on with the... You don't think this is this stinks a little bit? They're trying to put him under wraps so that he doesn't come out and say that he deflated the balls.
I think that's it.
Part of his murdering.
You know, they don't care if he pleads guilty to murder, that the Patriots do not want him saying that he deflated the ball.
No, murder was like, I watched a couple of press conferences to see who was lying and who wasn't lying.
Yeah.
And like Bill Belichick did this thing where it was like, you know, the first Aaron Hernandez press conference he did, where it was like, Aaron Hernandez has murdered a bunch of people and is going to jail.
He said that, right?
And he's just like, hey, you know, it is what it is. It's not representative of the Patriots organization. It's like it's a murder, man.
We don't murder people.
We cheat, but we don't murder. That's where we draw the line as an organization.
Yeah.
When human death occurs, you know, we don't want any part of that. Taping other people's practices, putting Ben Gay in guys' jocks. We're all about that.
Yeah.
But no murder.
Prank.
So,
hey, so listener Kali G,
yeah,
on the comments.
Oh, how is Kali G doing?
Is in fact correcting you about baseball
mud. Oh, good.
Mud.
Yeah, give it to me.
Baseball mud comes from New Jersey.
Oh, it's not called Mississippi mud, or is that some kind of drink that I've had a million times?
It must be the drink. It probably killed so many brain cells that you think.
I'm drinking right now. I got to be honest with you.
Are you really?
I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here for a while.
Are you doing Philly? We should talk about that a little bit. Now, the thing was...
Mississippi mud is just kind of some kind of booze.
I went to the station, and I got stuck at the station.
Yeah.
We'd be doing 36 hours of sportsy talk.
I don't know when I can go home, because I'm not sure who's coming, if anybody's ever coming. I may be the last person who ever broadcasts from the station during the end of the world as we know it.
Right.
Because there's a couple, we're going to do a couple classic shows from the archives.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what happens after this.
So you're staying on the air. Station manager Ken, I'm sure he'll tell you if you know.
I await his.
You might have to sign the station off the air for a while.
I am not going to do that. This station cannot be stopped by any mere snowstorm. If I have to be more delirious than usual, I will be that delirious.
I would. I don't know. It sounded kind of fun. I kind of thought, like, well, yeah, if I got stuck there, it would be kind of fun.
It's like a slumber party with just me. So far, it's been great.
Yeah.
Scott is here, but I think he must be getting out of here. But it's, you know, it's getting pretty hairy out there. We don't even have, it's so bad, we don't even have the little ticker tape thing that's saying it's, you know, run for your lives.
Oh.
Like, those people went home. We have this thing in the thing that gives you the weather updates, and it's like, well, pretty bad weather is all over the place or whatever.
We have the weather service announcement.
Yeah, those people went.
Have to read on the air.
Those people went home. They're not. We're not getting anything from them right now.
Great.
Nothing is coming through.
That's crazy. What is that little trolley car out there called that you take?
Path train? Path train.
No, there's another thing that...
Oh, the light rail? Yeah, that wasn't going so good. I walked by that at about 5 o'clock at Exchange Place, and there was a bunch of people standing around looking like popsicles.
Yeah.
That didn't look like it was going in any direction. And that's a snowy mess. I mean, that's like tracks on the street, basically. So sooner or later, like, forget about that. The New Jersey Transit is shutting down... I don't know, like at, you know, 11 or something like that. So buses and light rails.
Most everything is completely.
They're going to run for their lives. 11. They're running. Everyone is running for their lives. The PATH train is supposed to run on a Sunday schedule, which means like twice a day, I think. It's like the G train in Queens.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, yeah, it comes at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and 1 o'clock in the morning. Those are the two times. So I may be walking back to Journal Square through the snow. You may watch me walk in there. I got a bunch of calls.
You are going to try to get home somehow?
Yeah, I mean, if someone else comes in and wants to be a DJ tonight. Can I take another call? What do I do if I want to take another call?
You can just bang on the thing and we'll both be on the air.
You'll both be on the air? Hello, caller, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Jim!
Hey, is this Danny D?
This is Danny D.
Can you hear me? Is Bronwyn still there? Who's on the radio
here
with me?
Bronwyn too. This is awesome.
Hey, Danny D.
Wow. So,
have you been calling for a while?
Like,
the thing's been blinking at me.
You're going to break Jones's record, I think, right?
I don't know. I think Dave Hill might be coming in. But then I'm not sure what's going to happen after that.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Is yes.
Oh, Dave's coming in. Okay.
I know he takes the PATH. I don't know if he takes other trains.
PATH train's running, but at 11 o'clock, the New Jersey, NYC subway is shutting down. So
yeah.
And then you're not supposed to be on the roads, apparently. If I had a little ticker tape thing, yeah, I'd give you a better sense of the kind of crazy snowstorm we're experiencing here. It's like the worst snowstorm of all time in New York City of some kind or something like that. I didn't really read it.
Yep.
Does Cuomo, like, have teams of goons out there going after people?
Are there teams of goons? There's snow goons. Yeah, there's snowmen wandering around.
The baseball furies will be out enforcing.
Now, Danny D, you were asking me if I was watching the Rolex 24. Can you explain to me what kind of NASCAR race that is?
Oh, Rolex 24. It's a 24 hours Daytona. That's where they have, like, a 24-hour road race around a 3-mile circuit, including part of the Daytona tri-oval, but also the road course in the infield. And they run cars for 24 hours, and then they stop running the cars. And there's four different – the fun thing is there's four different classes of cars, so it's kind of goofy. Like, there's cars that are way faster than other cars, and they're racing at the same time, which to me doesn't really make sense.
Okay.
Do the slow cars have any chance? I mean, I don't understand how that would work.
Well, there's really four different winners. There's an overall winner, but there's four different winners. Like, each type of car has its own winner. And there was actually a lot of drama at the end, I have to say.
A lot of drama.
Usually it's just sort of a thing that I'll pass out to, on the web feed while I got the Super Bowls, all the 87 Super Bowl highlight films going on the TV. I'll have the Formula One go, or not Formula One, the 24 hours go on the other side. But yeah, so one of the classes, the car like basically cut a tire or something and blew up and lit on fire, like with like 15 minutes.
I would like
go.
That. What? I'd watch that.
That's insane.
Yeah, the accidents are pretty. I mean, the accidents are legit. I mean, there's like flames and you know they'll change out entire like parts of cars and everything. It's kind of crazy. Like guys. You'll screw up early, and you get, like, 8 laps down, and guys will, like, catch up and stuff. It's actually kind of neat that way. But then, and the other one, there was going to be a big finish for the final. Like, they got, there was a call because the car blew up. There was, like, a caution with, like, 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
And there were three cars on the lead lap for the overall thing. And the second place car would have been lined up with the other guy, and they figured that he was a fresher driver, and he'd be able to totally pass the guy.
Uh-huh.
But they had to call him into the pits because they have a rule that you can't drive more than 14. Like, there's multiple drivers for each car. And you can't drive more than 14 hours total, and you can't drive more than 4 hours out of 6.
Yeah.
And they had to call the guy into pits because they screwed up their math. Like, they relieved him.
That's
and then they put him
hard.
Back in the car.
Shouldn't they be doing the math for the guy? The guy's driving for 14 hours straight.
Bill Belichick. He does math and physics and everything.
Yeah,
he should have. Bill Belichick should have had like a chalkboard behind him and been like, "All right, well, this is like he should have done one of those, you know, Richard Feynman lectures."
So they had to change drivers with like 10 minutes left, and then they were totally behind the restart, and they illegally pitted because the pit road was closed, and they switched the driver. And
yeah.
So the finish ended up flaming out, but it was like it was just a colossal mistake. Like, dude. You know, you can't do that. This is the biggest road race of the year, not called Le Mans. So, but
yeah, Le Mans is cool.
Do they have rules about how hard the tires have to be inflated?
Yeah, who's inflating
I'm
the
sure
tires?
I'm sure that there's a whole ton of regulations for the cars, but I couldn't begin to tell you what they were. it's not like a Formula One thing where they got to run hard and soft and all this stuff. Like they don't have that weird, those weird tire rules. But and it's there's like a ton of like every manufacturer. Like there's like Aston Martin's racing, and there's Ford's racing, and Chevy's. Like it really is kind of, you know, I think there was a Bentley in there or something. It was kind of weird.
They're criticizing my mic levels, but the mic level for the phone is at like 25.
And I'm sorry.
I'm just yelling.
I am yelling
on the radio. I'm always yelling. My thing is like below the little like, hey, there's the line for the thing. So I don't know, man.
I'll try to.
If you guys could yell, that would be helpful.
I'll try to lower my.
No, no, you have to yell.
I
can get further away from the thing. I'm gonna go get a beer over here.
That's easy. I could do that.
Jim's a rookie on the board.
The big mystery. I know the Deflategate kind of got the attention, but have you seen this whole Stuart Appleby or Robert Allenby?
Are they killing Appleby each other?
Or something? The golfer. I think it's Robert Allenby. Robert Allenby.
Is this the murdering golf people?
No, this is this guy. He's an Australian golfer, and he claimed he was kidnapped, beaten, and robbed in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice place
but
to be kidnapped and robbed.
Like, got really wasted going to strip clubs and blacked out.
Hey man, we've all been there.
so he gave this whole story. He was kidnapped, driven 6 miles away, dumped on a road, beaten up. A homeless like woman like found him and helped him, but said that she
those homeless
like,
people are so helpful.
Bar. It's this whole big mess.
I saw the pictures of him all beat up or whatever. Deals. Yeah, I mean Tiger Woods has a front tooth missing.
Yeah,
and he said it was because some guy with a camera hit him, but apparently that's not true. So it was probably his wife or Lindsey Vonn popped him. Lindsey Vonn might have popped him. Been like, pow, right in the tooth.
That's, you know, that's what everybody wants, right?
And yeah, that's what I want.
One of those Taiwanese animation things?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. Except on the radio. Is there a radio Taiwanese thing?
You guys are the Taiwanese animation.
We're the Taiwanese animation.
Hey, I want to thank Danny D for his tweet that I couldn't stop laughing. He said that the next thing that the Patriots are going to do to cheat is they're going to get one of their players fitted with a dental like a implant, you know, like a.
Well, this is a serious question because the Super Bowl's coming up.
A filling that would pick up the communications of the other team.
Apparently, they really turn off the radios. Somebody was calling another lesser sports talk show today, and had that theory. That teams would drive down the field, and then they would get to like the 20, and then their radio would cut out somehow magically.
Well, if the radio's cut out, then no one's supposed to use, so that you're not supposed to use them on either sideline. So that's when you see all the guys take them off.
Well, then flip the opposite of that though is that apparently the Patriots radio is supposedly always on, even during the play.
I think Belichick's probably got like some kind of Doctor Doom chip in his head or something like that. So he's like telepathically moving, you know.
But you know there's some guy in the Patriots booth just going, hey, Gronk's open again. Edelman, throw it. That guy's open.
I mean, for those guys to act all, I mean, honestly, I'm a Patriots fan. But for those guys to act all like, I can't believe you guys even think this is a story. And it's like, no, I'm pretty sure everybody thinks this is a story. everybody thinks you're a bunch of cheaters. I'm sorry. That's just how it is.
Yeah. The Dastardly Muttley fan is kind of rooting for him anyway.
I think no one outside of unless you like cheating, if you're a fan of villainy, or you live in New England, where we could put anything in a box and be like, well, that's totally fun. Like that's we voted for a dead guy for governor at one point, or it was like a guy in jail who was the mayor of Boston for like 10 years. He was in jail.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
just be like, it's fine, whatever. Ted Kennedy killed a lady, no problem. Whatever.
Exactly.
Who's that lady? Is she a senator? No? All right. Who cares? So for the New Englanders, we've always been able to sort of, compartmentalize our feelings about almost anybody. And now we got our anger up because everyone's picking on the Patriots and saying they're cheaters and jerks and whatever.
Yeah, the media, the Boston media is hilarious with some of what they're saying.
Well, Ron Borges, he almost got murdered at the interview on Saturday night because, at one point I think Belichick gave him the look like, yeah, your car's going to have a bomb in it later. Like it's
Wait,
Wait, who was that? Who was
Ron Borges writes for the Boston Globe, and he's one of the great jerks in the history of the world, as most Boston sports writers are.
Okay, so he's a Boston sports writer.
Boston sports writer. And he's never accepted Belichick. He's always thought Parcells was a guy, and Belichick's a jerk. So, like, throughout his entire career, he's tried to deflate Belichick and be like, well, he's not as good as Parcells because Parcells was nice to me or whatever. Like, whatever crazy sports, you know, writer reason he has for that.
I'll leave you with the best, worst line from the day. And even though I'm quoting from the WFAN show that's on 1 from 630, who has the sports poke, is at one point he's going, the Patriots are getting away with murder. And then after, like, saying it a couple times, he kind of realized that maybe that wasn't the best choice.
That's not the great way to put it.
Yeah, and it's like, well, in light of things, maybe I shouldn't say that.
In light of actual murders.
Actual murders.
Yeah. All right, Danny, thanks for calling in. I don't know.
I
got 16 lines open here. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, they'll be close soon.
All right. Hold on for a second. I'm gonna hold. Wait. I gotta hang up on him. Oh, I just hung up on three people. Is that possible?
Are you kidding?
I don't know what I just did. Everything was blinking, and now everybody's gone. It could be the end of the world as we know it. 201-209-9368. Someone's calling now. I think you're on the air. Hello, caller. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
This is Johan Jurgens to the Finlandia cheese. Buy my Swiss cheese, man.
You want me to buy your Swiss cheese? Thanks for calling. That's the wonderful sound on the radio. It's that dead, like, you know, it's like you're at the bottom of the ocean sound.
That
was great. 201-209-9368. I was trying to get a bunch of my pals to call in, so we'll see if anybody calls in. Caller, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
How you doing? The show is hysterical. This is Gary from Locust Valley, Long Island.
Hey, Gary, what's going on?
How you doing? This show's outstanding. Where else could you learn this information, you know?
Well,
I think today's actually the first day that the Deflategate actually is taking a second. It's a backstory to the blizzard, the storm of biblical proportions that we're having right now on the Northeast.
Right.
That has knocked that Deflategate off the charts. And did you see Tom Brady and Mr. Belichick's interviews last week?
I did see those, yes.
Pretty poor acting. You know, Tommy Boy came in with his old football gear and his cap on backwards, and he was smiling and lying and having a grand old time thinking that the media would buy his horse crap.
He did, like, he was doing Mr. Charming.
You know, the best reality show I've seen in weeks.
He did, like, his Mr. Charming thing where he's like, I'm going to come out and be handsome.
I'm going to be boyish and adorable.
If you're going to come out and, like, get in front of those animals, those sports writers, man, and that's just the Boston, that's the New England sports writers.
Exactly, it's just the Boston media, like, and they were asking the same, they were so repetitious, asking the same things over and over again, and not one time did Brady or Belichick ever say, you know what, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're disgusted being called cheaters. We're going to do something about this. Not once did you hear that from both interviews, which was about 30 minutes and 45 minutes. I think Belichick's is a little longer.
I mean,
both half hours.
If you're going to go out there, and I'm a Patriots fan, right? So I'm like, I'm looking for them to, you know, kind of go out there and do something where it's like, you know, we have an answer. This is, they throw somebody on the bus or they, you know, they blame it on something.
That's great.
But like,
you know, I don't understand the whole concept. Are they that paranoid that they feel that, you know, they have to cheat to win, and they feel good about that? I don't understand it. And the funny thing is, they outscored the Colts. I think you could have beat them with a tennis ball or a wiffle ball that day. But they outscored them 28-0 in the second half using the regulation ball.
I mean, you have to think this is something they do all the time, honestly. But you have to think it's something they do all the time.
With their hands in their pockets.
It's like something they do.
They hurt themselves, you know, because they can win legitimately. They're a great team. They have a great quarterback. And then
they could have been in so many other Super Bowls. The Super Bowls with the Giants were really close. If Tyree doesn't make that impossible catch over his helmet.
That's a pretty good catch. That's a pretty good catch.
You know, I'll tell you, they really have a very close rivalry. And, you know, if people recall, Belichick was on Parcells' staff when the Giants won their first Super Bowl. Their second Super Bowl in 1991 versus the Buffalo Bills. Norwood wide right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that was very close.
That?
Yeah, yeah. That was the Bills, the kicker, whatever his name was.
Exactly. Scott Norwood.
Scott Norwood.
Had the game on the line and missed that kick the last play
like
of the game.
Like a field goal to win the game, and he just missed it by a little bit.
Right. He's known as Norwood. Norwood missed right. Wide right. I'm sorry. Norwood wide right. And he was basically kicked out of Buffalo. Don't come back, Jack.
Well, that's kind of a nice thing.
You
know,
Red Sox back in the 86 World Series, Game 6. Mookie Wilson.
Well, Bill Buckner, and they actually, Grady Little was probably the best thing from the 2003 series. He was the coach of the Red Sox, and he left Pedro in, and then the Red Sox lost.
Well, the Yankees beat him.
And they were like, you can't come back to Boston. Like literally, you will get jumped in the street by thugs and idiots if you come back to Boston. So they had to fire him just to, like, keep him alive.
And where do ex-Red Sox tend to go? The Yankees. Wade Boggs.
That's generally where the Yankees.
Johnny Damon.
That's generally where they went to, like, win more World Series.
Yeah, they come back to Boston to bite them. They'll try to bite them.
The Pedro went to the Mets and stuff like that. But my thing is, if you're going to have a news conference, get your story straight. Like, and it just seemed like those dudes weren't on the same page. Like, Belichick's like,
yeah,
just get
with.
Like, lie to me. If you're gonna lie to me, I'm fine with being lied to. I'm an adult. I understand people lie to cover up things that are
all
embarrassing.
Time, yes.
Just lie
to
me
totally
in a way that's like.
I have a better planned story. I don't think we're that total idiots you're talking to. I mean, everybody laughed. I think in every state was surveyed if they thought those two were telling the truth. And it was the only state that liked it was Massachusetts. I think the score was like 49-1 against them in the verdict.
I think pretty much everybody else doesn't believe a word they're saying. So if you're going to have a news conference, just get your story straight, man. Just get everybody in a room and say, what are we going to say? And then say it. And then that's it. It would have been over.
Of wavelength, I mean, so those two probably discussed it and rehearsed it. And still, like, it came off bad.
No, they looked terrible. I mean, like, lie to me. I'm an adult. People lie to me every day. I'm happy with it. Politicians, people on the street, girls, ladies, I don't know.
Just come on. Wouldn't that be better? I mean, I would have had more respect for Brady had he said, yeah, I did that. I did have those balls socks because I do like him. I throw better at 13.5.
If they had come out like Monday night.
I have the ball. I have a better grip. The receivers don't get it, that hand zipping up with my, he throws a mean ball.
If they,
it's easy to throw in this cold weather and rainy weather. And so when he says he doesn't know, he wanted to make, the ball feels a little different this time. Not what you would think. He would know the touch of the ball.
If they had come out like Monday night.
He just ran right through the Colts. I mean, like I said, you're going to pass off a roll of toilet paper. I think LeGarrette Blount left, right.
I know that LeGarrette Blount ran for 3 touchdowns, but like if they had just come out Monday night and said, look. You caught me. You got me. I don't know. You got me. Fine us $25,000 and take a draft pick away from us. You caught me. We were goofing around. We thought it was a little cold out. We thought maybe we'd take a little air out of the balls. People, that would be like a 2-day story.
In 07 when they got caught for filming the St. Louis Rams for the upcoming Super Bowl. So after they got caught,
they're filming like walkthroughs.
I'm not sure if Robert Kraft wrote it or Mr. Belichick wrote it many years ago, and they're having a talk with Mr. Kraft, who, of course, Kraft, the billionaire with his dairy product, and he's telling Mr. Belichick, he says, Bill, so what do you think, that all that money that you spend for this, what do we really gain from this? Maybe, I don't know, it really didn't help us, maybe 1%? You schmuck.
For
1%, this is what we go through?
1%.
Is it worth it? So I thought that was hilarious,
Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Be careful in the snow, all right? I think Long Island's going to get it worse than anybody.
Yeah, well, it was a pleasure. You guys see, we'll get home safe.
All right, take care now.
You'll be on the marathon radio, right? Bye.
Yep. Thanks for the call. It's 201-209-9368. The lights are flickering. Is that a good sign in the studio?
I don't know. Really, the lights are flickering in the studio?
It could just be a poltergeist of some kind. 201-209-9368. You can call in and be on with me and Bronwyn. A-Rod, in other news, in Yankee news, A-Rod...
Oh, yeah.
A-Rod met with the new commissioner of baseball. His name's Robert Manfred or something like that. It really rolls off the tongue, Manfred. And he met with Robert Manfred to say, hey, look, you know, I know I liked the drugs in the past, but I just want to, you know, we can start new now. We can start clean. This is you and me, like, not the old guy who hated me, Bud Selig. But you're the new commissioner of baseball, so, hey, I'm going to be around for a while because I'm making like $30 million a year, so I just wanted to, you know, clear the air. And the commissioner's like, yeah, man, I'll meet with you. That's cool, whatever. And he and A-Rod wanted to meet with the Yankees, too. And the Yankees are like, no. Like, we don't want to have coffee with you.
The Yankees are trying to get out of their they have a commitment to Rodriguez to pay him like $6 billion or something if he ties Willie Mays' record.
Is six home runs away. Willie Mays is at 660.
Yeah,
in terms of home runs.
Rodriguez ties it, they have a contract.
They owe him like $6 million for...
Yeah, a boatload of money. I don't know how much money. And they're kind of like, yeah, but, you know, if you were doing performance-enhancing drugs, then...
So they don't want to pay... I mean, the Yankees, first of all, $6 million to the Yankees is like a reliever that you never have heard of.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of a little bit of money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not very much money to the Yankees. So for them to even, like, bother to go through the rigmarole it's going to take to not pay Alex Rodriguez $6 million, they're already paying him, like, $20 million for the next 3 years until they trade him to, like, the Marlins or something like that, or wherever they're going to trade him. But doesn't that seem a little nuts?
Who would take him in a trade? I mean, aren't they just going to have to pay him? I mean, they're going to make him a DH and have to pay him.
No. If you show that A-Rod is healthy... And if you show that A-Rod, he may not be able to, he's never going to steal bases like he stole. He's never going to be able to play third base like he played third base or even shortstop. But if you can show that the guy can hit like 20 home runs, I mean, he's still a centaur. I mean, the man is a, you know, he's half man, half horse. You know, he's a hitting machine. Give him to the Marlins. Pay him like, you know, 18 or 19 million to not play for your team. Save $1 million or whatever it is, and then go get yourself some popcorn or, you know, whatever it is. You know, like, you know, buy yourself something nice at the, you know, like some hot dogs or something like that. Mm-hmm. But they won't even meet with him. That's the thing is, like, no, we don't even want to meet with you. Like, we don't want to talk to you. We don't want to see you.
How do we know that Willie Mays didn't do performance enhancing?
I don't know. I don't know
we
what
don't
the,
know, right?
The performance enhancing drugs for him is like Wheaties or something like that. Caller, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hey, it's Danny B checking in again. Just wanted to let you know, Path is closing at 11.
So I may be walking home.
I wanted to make sure that detail was not missed upon Jim the Poet. So.
I am walking home, maybe. Or I'm living here until I run out of Polish beer and chips that I bought at the bodega.
I don't know. You know, how much stuff's in the fridge, Dave?
I haven't gone up to the fridge yet to see what's going on. But anybody wants to send me a pizza, send it right to the station. All right, Danny D.
Papa John's pizza.
Thanks for the call, Danny D.
You got it.
Thanks, Danny D. So are you really going to stay past 11?
I will stay to make sure Dave Hill's coming in because there's a classic episode of Dr. Game Show at the top of the hour. And then there's a classic episode.
It's been on for like 3 months, so there's already a classic episode.
Well, we're replaying, you know, some of the great shows. I mean, I don't. What am I supposed to? What do you want me to say? I just work here, man.
That's all. I know you got to say that.
I got to do whatever I got to do here. Right? So the Dr. Game Show with Joe Firestone is going to be on tonight. It's going to don't call in because it's just going to be me sitting here drinking beer. And then after that is a classic episode of Night People, and then I hope if Dave Hill can get here, then the Dave Hill Show, because everybody loves Dave Hill.
Right, and you love him most of all, because as soon as he gets there, you're
out. Would like him to come. Yeah. But if he doesn't come, we're prepared. I got a whole room full of records. We could rock all night until.
I worry about you. That's all. I feel kind of selfish staying home and not.
Are you kidding?
Bronwyn's
like, I'm going to come down from Westchester, and it's going to be like, I'll stay there for days at a time. You know, I'll eat sofa cushions or whatever. And it's like, what are you doing?
I had a backpack full of stuff. I had,
you know, a Mylar blanket and a bunch of food, and, you know, and water and stuff, although I think they have water. And, you know, I'm,
Danny
I'm,
D alerts me on the boards. It's, this says Dave is not, and not is in capital letters, coming in. You may be stuck with me for a while until someone else who knows how to run the radio station comes in to WFMU. I can't imagine that he can get here anyway, but I don't know. I'm taking it from Danny D on the boards. That's where I get all my information from.
Yeah, it could
be like a Rokerthon without the weather. Like, because I don't. Everybody knows the weather's terrible, and if you're listening all over the country or in some other country, you couldn't care less that, you know, we're having the biggest storm possible on the East Coast. But I ain't leaving until somebody else shows
up.
So it's, it could be a while.
What happens if you fall asleep while you're running the radio?
I will probably play at some point. I may play Anagata Devita. I mean, this has happened in another station where I had to like broadcast for like 10 hours straight, and it was like, all right, well, I don't know. You could play really long records, you know, whatever. Just put it on repeat.
If Dave Hill can't get there, I mean, who can get there?
I don't know who's after Dave. I think it's Jesse Jarno is in the middle of the night.
I mean, if the PATH train stops running, no one can get there.
Well, you can always call in if you want to talk to me in the middle of the night. It's 201-209-9368. I'll put you on the air. We can talk for hours. You can try to keep me up.
All right.
I'll make myself a pot of coffee at some point. I don't know.
Okay.
Jeez, I mean,
that's really crazy.
This is the wonderful thing about WFMU is that nothing can stop WFMU. Not one man, not the snow, not the end of the world. You know, we just soldier through. That's all we have.
Hey, you want to talk a little bit about the sport of purebred drinking?
Yeah, we were going to have a bunch of great guests today. And
we will have him next week. I've talked to him again. Mike from Red Bull Out.
Okay.
Going to explain the whole Red Bull Out thing.
This is the problem. We had a caller, Jen, called in the other day and said, you know, Red Bull's fans are sick of, and Red Bulls are like an MLS team. It's like the American soccer teams. They're all, it's like a fourth level. When players are old and stop wanting to play in Europe, they come over here and score like 50 goals a night kind of league. And she's upset because she and her pals are upset because they fired some coach I never heard of.
Yeah.
Now, they were in the playoffs. They were in the – were they in the finals? I think they were in the finals.
They were in the finals.
And they lost to who?
They lost to the Revolution.
No. The Revolution lost, too. So they were in, like, the Final Four, I think, or something like that, and then lost
to
the Revolution.
They were in the Final Two.
No, the Revolution hasn't won. They get to the finals. They've gotten to the finals 5 or 6 times.
Well, they've lost every time.
They're like the Buffalo Bills of American soccer that nobody cares about.
I think they won this year. I think they beat.
They did not.
Someone on the boards will alert me to who won. I don't actually know. I'll admit I don't know.
But it wasn't. Oh, so Jesse Jarno isn't coming.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
After that, who's after that? JM and the AM? You think JM's coming?
I think JM and the AM.
I apparently have to check my email and see what's going on because I don't.
Knock 'em never fails.
Knock 'em will be here.
So Knock 'em will be there.
Stay tuned from 6:48 p.m. to 6 a.m. for the gym show.
Oh, no.
No, but we're playing. We're gonna play a Dr. Game show at 7 a.m. 7 p.m. And then we're going to keep talking.
We could just do sports it doesn't matter, right?
I don't know because I have no idea.
We'll just do sports as long as we can do it. And then you can put on Dr. Game Show whenever that happens. Who's going to complain?
I'm going to play Dr.
No one's there.
I'm going to play.
You can't help it. You're running the show. You can do anything you want at that
station. We're going to play Dr. Game Show at 7 p.m. And we're going to play Night People at 8 p.m. And then we're going to see.
You are so rigid and narrow-minded. You just have no sense of adventure.
I just want, at some point I'm going to have to go to the bathroom or eat some chips or cry to myself.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's that. We're gonna stick with the plan, you know. This is all above my pay grade. So if they say play this show, that's what we're gonna play.
I should have come in and got stuck there for 2 days. I should have. And you know what? Tomorrow's my birthday.
Tomorrow is your birthday? How come you didn't tell me your birthday's coming up?
I could have spent my birthday like being locked in WFMU.
I wouldn't
doing programming for 36 hours. I wouldn't
recommend it. I wouldn't recommend it. I mean,
and your birthday is coming up too.
My birthday is coming up. It's a few more weeks. Yeah, it's a few more weeks.
Yeah.
So we have time to wait for my 42nd birthday. My Facebook birthday has already passed, but my actual birthday is still coming up. Well, if you mess around, geez. I used to like, you know, because if you're on the online, right,
uh-huh.
and you're thinking like, well, I'm a little lonely, you know, I'm feeling a little underloved, and it's like, uh-huh. you know, May or June or something like that, you just make it uh-huh. your birthday, and like 5,000 people say happy birthday to you, like over the, and it's funny to you. Well, apparently you can only do that a bunch of times before they
catch on that it's not.
They say it ain't your birthday.
You have birthdays 7 times a year, like a dog.
Yeah, I have birthdays every couple of months. Yeah, mm-hmm. just as often as I can. So.
All right. Well, okay. Back to Red Bull out. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Why
I talked yeah. to Mike from that organization.
How is Mike doing?
And he's kind of the organizer of Red Bull out, and he's going to be on next week. But I did like a little pre-interview with him yesterday because I thought that I would be in the station and we would have him on as a guest today.
I know. Apparently, he's going to be a great guest.
He's great. It's really interesting. There's a lot more to it than what you just summarized, but I don't want to undercut the guest and get into it now. But he
right.
will be very interesting for people
right.
to listen to next.
So we should care.
He has a lot to tell us about Major League Soccer.
We should care about Major League Soccer, is what you're saying.
Why they support Red Bull and why they're not supporting it anymore. It's, there's a lot more to it.
But they're not supporting the new. There's a new team that it pops up whenever they start playing again in like April or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
they're not supporting those guys. Is that what you're saying?
It's what is it called?
NYCFC. It's so
New
stupid.
NYFC.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Yeah. Come on. Couldn't they call them the New York Soccer Giants? Like the Giants is a good name. Just call them the New York Soccer Giants, and then everything's fine. They had a baseball Giants. They had a basketball Giants.
Football
probably.
Giants.
I don't know. They have a bunch of stuff.
The Knicks' 3-game winning streak came to an end.
It came to an end because they're not playing in New York tonight because apparently it's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah.
See, I came from New England where we during my birthday in 1978, there was like a giant storm. It was like 3 feet of snow. It was called the Blizzard of 78, and it's spoken of only in hushed tones and with fear, like fear and tears coming out of people's eyes. But like they had to lift my friends for my 5th birthday over like giant snowbanks that were bigger than our house so that I could get like a blue dinosaur on my birthday. We could have cake and stuff like that. It was like the best birthday I ever had. But it was like a national disaster in Massachusetts. Caller, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Jim, it's Kurt Gottschalk.
Hey, Kurt, what's going on, man?
This is your show, man. You need to take the bull by the horns.
No, why are we planning a coup? What's going on? I'm not going to do it.
If Kurt and I were there, we would show him.
Kurt, I'm not doing 14 hours straight. I'm going to do a little. We're going to. It's
why?
Joe's.
Why?
Because Joe's show is great, and people should check it out. And so we're going to play a Joe show, and we're going to play Night People. I love the Night People. The Night People's great. I have no idea which episode it is.
Kurt, don't you think that there's really no reason why Jim the Poet has
I'm going
to
go have another beer. Why don't you guys discuss this
seven?
Among yourselves?
I mean, he could play it in the middle of the night. He could play it whenever he wants to, right?
I don't really think Joe and Night People would be mad. I really don't.
I have like 15 hours to cover now.
You're a clever guy.
I have to go and get some records or something. I mean, I only have, Lydia Lunch's Teenage Jesus and the Jerks. That's all I have in here with me. I have
That's
to get some records.
Play that for 15 hours.
You don't have to play it just once.
Why are you yelling?
I'm so excited.
I have to go get some beer at some point.
There's no place to get beer.
Maybe they will deliver. Is Fresh Direct open? What's going on? Somebody needs to send beer.
Call a cabin, have them bring you beer.
Send beer. Well, thanks for the call, Kurt.
All right, I'll be listening.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, just call in at some point. I'll be playing, we'll do requests from like 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. So, you know, anybody who wants to call in, request a song, I'll go try to find it. I have no idea. So,
all right.
My little brother texts me, it's time for Naked Jimmy on the air. We'll get naked after the Dr. Game show, and it's a little cold in the studio to be naked, but... I think I'm the only one in the building. I may be the only one left in Jersey City because everybody else is probably out of here.
That's so crazy.
Thanks for the call, Kurt.
Did you volunteer?
Did I volunteer?
Did you volunteer to stay and do this? Did you talk to Ken about it, or did it just happen?
Well, Ken sends, you know, Ken, station manager Ken, will send in like a text or an email or something like that that says, hey, everybody, you know, anybody who lives in Jersey City or can get to the radio station, let us know. Because, you know, it's we got to keep the, you know, we got to keep things going. You know, people rely on WFMU throughout the land.
Yeah, for all their sports talk radio.
For whatever it is, you know, just for whatever. Yes. Just the it's a beacon of hope in a world full of nonsense.
Well, that's true.
And I wrote him and I said, hey, man, whatever you need, I'm there for you. I will do I'll do whatever it is that is required. And he said, hey, can you sit on the board for a couple hours? And I said, yeah, that's no problem, man. You know, I'm here right now. I can, you know, Dr. Game Show. I love Dr. Game Show. You know, Night People. I love the Night People. They get the best guests, the Night People.
They do.
I don't
they
know
do.
How.
They get wonderful guests.
They get Skeletor, and they've had My Little Pony. They had the guy from, I hope it's the guy from Mystery Science Theater tonight. I don't know what we're replaying.
They're gonna get that, you know, the Island of Misfit Toys. And they had that thing that was like a Yeti from there.
I vaguely remember that.
Name.
I'm pretty stoned usually when I'm watching the Rudolph.
Yeah.
That's from the Rudolph? I'm going to say that's from the Rudolph.
Snowman.
I don't know.
Yep. Abominable Snowman. Yep. They're going to get him.
We are running out of we are sadly running out of time on Sportsy Talk in
no,
the
we're
first
not.
Hour. But you can call
it. Just keep going. Seriously. You don't have to sign off.
Skirky says the Iron Monkey delivers growl. The Iron Monkey's got to be closed. Mm-hmm. I got thrown. I think we got thrown out of there the other night.
You should have had Ken like stock up on stuff for you.
Me and Anselm
bring in things. So
wasn't Anselm Berrigan great last week? By the way, I mean as a fill-in. Mm-hmm. I mean we would always love to have you, but like Anselm was pretty terrific, and it was like a lifelong dream that he always wanted to be on.
Yeah, I wanted to thank him. Yeah, handsome Anselm. He was a wonderful co-host.
He's terrific. And we went to the Iron Monkey last week, and I spent like $100. I don't remember what happened there, man. Like, they were just giving me, I don't even know what kind of rims things had. Like, I went bananas that night.
Really?
Yeah. So at some point, I may bust out for a few hours and play like a really long, like, you know, like that Lou Reed metal music, whatever that is. I might play that for
a few
hours.
Good. Put that on for an hour. That's good. Hey, you know what we didn't cover?
What?
We have news of the dead.
Oh, who's dead?
I think it's important that we mention it.
Who is dead?
Ernie Banks died.
Ernie Banks died, and I made a bad joke about it on Twitter, and then I erased it a few hours later.
Oh, you did? Oh.
But not about him. Yeah. I just said that he'd finally made the postseason. It's like a Cubs joke.
Yeah, I know.
But I thought that, I was like, all right, I'm just drunk, and that's just terrible. Because Ernie Banks is like one of the most delightful people.
He played so hard for so many years. He's a wonderful
Just a delightful person. And like to imagine someone who was like hits 500 and something home runs and like loves playing baseball, Mr. Cub, and then you never make the postseason.
You never get to a playoff.
You never did. I mean, it's just depressing as hell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Ernie Banks.
And yet it didn't depress him. He was always happy. He loved playing. He'd go out, his watchword, he would say, let's play two, you know, because he just wanted to play.
That's his thing.
It.
He wanted to play two. And I hope he's playing two. Death frightens the heck out of me. I'm completely petrified about either dying and not existing or existing for eternity. Both of those things seem like incredibly complicated and make me nervous and almost catatonic. But I hope somewhere that he's playing some ball.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I think he'd get reincarnated maybe.
Maybe I hope. I hope I get reincarnated as you because you're.
Then you don't have to be. Then you don't have to be you forever. But you don't have to be dead. Forever.
It's tough to be me. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's tough to be you tonight.
Every day you wake up and you go like, oh man, still me. I have to do something on the computer.
Yeah,
to go from our show to another show. So I'm gonna play some Lydia Lunch on our way out, and then I'm gonna play around until it works. I don't know.
Don't do it. Just keep going.
Just call in at 9 o'clock. I'll come back on the air if Dave's not here, and then we'll come back in.
Do something different.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless.
God bless you. Stay out of the snow.
I'll see you next week for sure. I'll be there.
Okay. I may be dead.
yeah, you may be. I'll be there.
I may have eaten myself by that point. Bronwyn C., the real host of Sportsy Talk, Snowy Talk. It's the top of the hour. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, We're online at WFMU.org. That's everywhere. That's on the web. And in Rockland County, we're at 91.9 FM. Please stay tuned. After a very brief song, we'll be hearing Dr. Game Show with Joe Firestone. Stick around. It's going to be a fun night here at WFMU. That's still shoveling because there's a lot of snow.
Doing? Welcome to Dr. Game Show. My name is Joe Firestone, and this is you're listening to WFMU, and we have a very exciting show today. If you have never listened before, if you're a new listener, Dr. Game Show is a truly amazing show where you get to submit game shows, and then we play them on the air. It's really what a democracy in entertainment these days, you know? So we have people submitting from all over the country, and then we play them. And we judge them on the air. And then if you win, if your game show is chosen as the best game show there ever has been on this show, your game show gets to advance to the next week. 2 weeks of airtime. What a beautiful thing. Well, so now listen. Okay, so a couple of things. We have a lot of changes going on in this show. It's really remarkable. Oh, so if you want to submit a game show, I want to just say real quick. You can email gameshowideas@gmail.com. You can do that, and I'm empowering you to do that now as the host of this show. So now listen, another thing that I will just quickly get into is that this is a game show, so you are encouraged to play. So if you're listening, you can play. Does that make sense? Great. So you just get to call in. You can call in 201-209-9368, and you can call in and play with our guests in studio today. So, a couple of important announcements. We have some really exciting guests in studio with us today. We have Michael Wolff, who is tall and very thin and very appropriately dressed for any occasion. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing very well. I think all those descriptors were only half true.
Well, that's not true. And, you know, the listening audience doesn't have to know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm very inappropriately dressed.
Okay. All right. Well, we have Charles Gould here with us today. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Good. Are you going to mention my fur coat?
Oh, yeah. You're wearing a fur coat and also sunglasses.
Yeah.
And also just face and body icing.
Are you going to mention that I have the face of Bradley Cooper?
I forgot to mention he has the face of Bradley Cooper.
I'll stop. Thank you, though.
It was all those things I forget to mention, right. The good stuff. Okay, so now these two are going to be playing against each other in your game shows, ladies and gentlemen. You have submitted game shows. Charles and Michael are going to play. Now, an important addition to this exciting show is that we have in studio from now until who knows when a sound effects man. Now, this man has been brought in. His name is Manolo. We're going to call him Foley, Manolo Foley. I mean, maybe the human sound effects man. I don't know. The nicknames are up for grabs right now.
Is it like sound effects? Is like EFX, right?
EFX.
So Manolo. Maybe we could call him that.
Foley.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Sorry.
Foley. Okay, so we'll think
I guess
about
it's Foley.
It. It could be
that's
whatever.
Amazing.
Now this is Manolo. Now Manolo.
It's a sound effects.
Thanks, Manolo. You're gonna be great.
Is this a clip or a human?
It's a human. Okay.
Well. Can you confirm that Manolo is, in fact, a human?
No.
Yeah, the Turing test. You should have to pass it.
Well, so no, Manolo, you are really good at sound effects, right? So we're going to test you right now just to test you out and see how good you can be. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so Manolo, here we go. Ready? Bell.
Ding.
Okay.
Bong.
Buzzer.
Bzzz.
Okay, bumblebee. Great. Okay, telephone.
Ring, 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 ring.
I can't even tell the difference.
Ringing.
I can't even tell the difference. I know. Okay, so maybe what do you guys got? Maybe a winning thing?
Like a jackpot sound?
Yeah, jackpot.
You won a jackpot. Ding.
Wait, how about a barbecue?
What about a door closing and somebody walking down the hallway?
Oh, that's good.
Wait, what was that?
A door closing
and someone walking down a hallway away from a life they once led.
Okay, let me cue that up. Screech, bong, step, 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 step.
I mean, he's perfect. A lot of people auditioned for this, and he was the only one that made the cut, obviously. So now, listen, if you want to ask Manolo to do a sound effect, he's a pro, obviously. I found him. Actually, it's a funny backstory. I found him. I was walking through the woods.
Screech, 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 screech.
And I saw this little troll.
I'm a troll.
Good, good. And the troll said to me, do you want one wish or do you want two?
Or wish or you want two?
Thanks. Okay. And I said two. First wish is to have a new dress.
Ding. Oh, nice dress.
Thank you. And the second wish was to have a sound effects man come in.
Okay.
That's when a Manolo appeared out of thin air.
He just appeared right then and there.
Yeah.
Was he wearing any clothes?
I can't even get into that, Charles.
Was he wearing a diaper?
Charles, I can't get into it. But yes.
Well, come on. These are important parts of the story.
He was wearing a diaper.
Okay.
Zip.
Okay, so now listen. Okay, so we're gonna play some very exciting games.
Okay.
And Manolo,
I for one can't wait.
Good. Now Michael and Charles, you're gonna be playing against each other. And
do you remember we played against each other last time and I won?
Yeah, I don't think that is what happened.
Do you remember I won 8-0?
I don't think that's what happened. But now listen, if you want to play against Charles or Michael, you can call in 201-209-9368. Okay, so here
can
you
I
go.
Just say something to the people who want to play?
I
no
have a
way.
You don't want to play.
Yeah, you're gonna get
you don't want to play with Charles.
Just a warning. Do you like your bones? Because if you call in, I'm going to crush them.
Okay, well, feel free to call in. We really want to provide a welcome environment here.
You guys like your eyes? Because if you...
Eyes. Oh, eyes.
Do you like your ice? Because if you call in, I'm going to melt it.
Very good. All right. Well, call in 201-209-9368 to get your ice melted. Okay, so this first game, are you ready? Manolo, this is your starting point. Okay, you ready? This first game is called Guess Who's Creepin'.
Blop.
Oh, nailed it.
You nailed it. Okay, and that's submitted by George... what is his name? George Squeaky... what is his name? George Squeaky Flack of... Squeaky is his nickname, of the Bronx, New York. Okay. So now we have someone who might be playing with us. Hold on, here we go. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Catherine Victoria.
Catherine Victoria, can you turn down your radio while you play with us?
Oh, certainly. Can you turn down the radio, please?
Awesome. Catherine Victoria, you got to turn it down. Okay. You turned it down?
Yeah, down. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so...
I want to melt her ice.
Okay, here we go. I know, Catherine.
I do.
Catherine, you got to turn it down. Did you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so Catherine, here we go. Do you want to go by Catherine Victoria or how you feel?
No,